Hey, welcome to another installment of whatever the hell this is. I still haven't picked a name, but well, fuck it. In the grand universal scheme of things, is it really important? Anyway, on to MGTOW and the Manosphere and all that stuff like that there. And I got a buddy over. Say hi.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Yeah, so he's MGTOW, too, so we're just kind of chilling out. Maybe this is the world's first MGTOW conference where we have, like, two MGTOWs in the same room ever, like in real life. But anyway, somebody had brought up the question in one of the videos, why would women give a shit about MGTOW? And not just women, but also the white knights and manginas and whatnot. And really, I think some of it comes down to what people want and the nature of our society. So, as an example, I'll admit I'm proud of myself. In July of last year, I decided I was going to start saving a year's worth of living expenses. And I decided that I was going to basically bust it into three groups. The first chunk was going to be a year's worth of rent. The second chunk was going to be a year's worth of my weekly allowance. And the third chunk, the smallest one, was going to be the bills. And so I kind of had it rolling around in my head middle of July, but when did I start working on it, maybe seriously, like August, September?
Yeah, last August. When I started? Last August, I would say.
I think that's when I started, like, talking about it more.
Yeah.
Since August, and so it looks like with some hard work and a bit of luck, I should have the first part done by the end of March. Like, right now, I've got more than 10 months saved. So, to give you an example of the scope, I mean, and it is difficult, that means I'm managing to save a year's worth of the rent in less than a year, which is something that most people wouldn't be able to do. Now, how does this relate to MGTOW? It relates to it, first of all, in the sense that it's my contention that I can save money, or I can have a girlfriend, or chase women around. That image is so fucked up. I don't even know how that got in there. But anyway, but I can't do both at the same time. And the reason that I say that is because society, and by extension, women, basically view men as a resource. Something to be used, somebody to get something out of, right? So, in a consumer society like ours, it doesn't actually want MGTOW. Because when you're saving your money, you're the direct beneficiary of that. So, when I save a year's worth of rent, and it's more than 10 grand, as far as the government's concerned, my saving 10 grand is a waste, because they're not getting the sales tax revenue out of it, for example. The car dealership guy, if I'm not going to buy a car, I'm useless. I'm no good to him, because he can't get my money. The Apple store looks at me as useless because I'm like, well, you know, my Mac Mini, it's still doing what I needed to do. So I don't need to spend my money. And in the same way, because women view men as a resource, some people use the word slave. I don't know if I'm going to go that far. And in fact, I don't think I will. For short-sighted women, those of you who are working on your finances and making yourself more financially viable or working towards your freedom, because to me that's what saving money is about. You know, having a few months' rent in the bank to me is like the best goddamn sleeping pill in the entire world. So from a female perspective, I'm basically a waste of time. Because at this point, it doesn't matter what she does. I'm not dipping into that savings to do what she wants me to do. It doesn't matter if it's, I need help with my cell phone bill, all the way up to, I'd like to go to Paris for the weekend. I'm not doing it. So in this is why women would actually care about MGTO. Because a man that they can't extract resources from is essentially useless. And that's why women who say, well, the money's not important, I just care if he's nice and his character and this and that and blah, 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 that's fucking bullshit, okay? Because I'm sure there are guys who are dirt poor, who are flat out fucking homeless, who have good character, and I don't see women running down to the Salvation Army to try to, hang on a second, to try to help those guys. What are you showing me here? A friend of mine is just posting a news article published February 12th, 2017. The cost of falling in love, a cool 45,000 study finds. And I guess that's on CTV. So if anybody wants to Google that. So that's basically why women might have a concern about MGTO. So like if we look at somebody like Venchin, I think Venchin is fucking wicked. He's incredible. He's amazing. He's saved his money. He's got a condo that's paid for. He's got his house. He's doing all this wicked shit. There are women that would fucking hate Venchin. Which, and you notice, if you're a man and you tell a woman you're doing these things, some women will tell you you're being selfish. And what she's really saying is, how dare you not share your ability to generate revenue with others? Or more to the point, how dare you not give me a chance to access those resources. So I guess the concern with MGTO is, the problem is basically if MGTO grows beyond a certain point, because right now it's small. So it's easy for women to belittle MGTO guys. You're a loser, you can't get laid, no woman would want you, blah, blah, blah. But the selling point in MGTO isn't really talking about the problems with marriage and dating and divorce and how that can decimate you, parental alienation, going to jail for lack of payment of child support, reproductive rights, and everything like that. That is not actually how MGTO is going to be sold. MGTO is actually going to be sold by a guy like me by Labor Day, when I run into a friend of mine, for example, and his girlfriend, and he says, what's going on? And I say, well, I've been busting my ass, and I managed to save a year's worth of living expenses. And, the girlfriend wants to pipe up on some bullshit. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I'm not dating. I'm not getting married. I'm doing my own thing. And I guarantee you she's going to pipe up, because she doesn't want me, when her boyfriend says, well, how'd you do that? And I say, I realized you could save money or you could have a girlfriend. You can't do both at the same time.
No.
You can't. She doesn't want to fucking hear that. Because the last thing she would want is for me to make it clear to her boyfriend that, in fact, her job is to extract resources from him and make him feel like it's his idea. You feel me? You get what I'm saying? You know he's driving a hoopty $1,500 a month. Whatever. She suck his nuts. She suck his dick. She tries to suck his brains out of his head through his dick. He blows his load. She's like, baby, we really need a new car. You're like, yeah, baby, yeah, we really need a new car. Now he's spending $400 a month on car payments that he doesn't need because she wants to feel comfortable driving around in a new car. And ultimately, the danger with MGTO is when guys get to a point where their lives actually are cool and we are doing interesting things. And that boyfriend or that husband looks at a MGTO guy and goes, you know what, honey? It doesn't matter what you say. This guy's life is actually cool. He is actually doing shit that I wish I could do. So, anyway, that's about all I got. I hope I didn't ramble too much. I'm going to try doing more of these videos. And for God's sake, if anybody has any ideas in terms of what the hell I should call myself, let me know. The only thing I've thought of is MGTOpia. That's about it. Yeah. All right. That's all I got. Have a good week.